This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, February the 1st. This is the first day of a new month. It's like everything else, a first, all the firsts that we experience in life, right? There are lots of things that we do, and it's kind of neat that every day we're given a new opportunity to do stuff and talk about things, good things. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service on the Good Day program for this Wednesday. Here's the story about a design company that's come up with a water-absorbent mortar made from masonry waste. How about that? This is sort of the, this is for all the greenies that are listening. It's a green building material, creates zero additional waste products, no emissions from its transportation because it's created right there on the site. But then you wonder how much construction waste could possibly be generated from places, you know, where there's not much building going on. This research is being done in Spain. And according to the people that are working on it in the island that we're talking about, small island, has an institute for business innovation. There are lots of these little islands apparently off the coast of Spain that generate hundreds of tons of ceramic, stone, and concrete waste from the construction of new buildings, demolition of old buildings, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We don't think about that stuff. What happens
and where it goes
when you,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, it goes into a landfill. Instead of being chopped up and used for roads or whatever, it can be used. It actually, creative people are grinding it up and using it back. They put it back into concrete, like asphalt, when the grindings come out of the road and they repave it. Where do you think those things go? They go back to the plant and get cooked again, because asphalt is just is heated oil and tar and various elements that are meant when they harden to make the road surface smooth and hard. And so you can, you know, you can just kind of use the same judgment when you think about concrete. And so this has become a business. No waste. It ought to be something that we aim for, as far as I'm concerned, with everything.
Pretty
much. Because you can do that. Yeah. No waste. Good for them. So let's go to a little political corner for a moment. Donald Trump apparently is up to his old tricks, making fun of people when he hasn't got anything good to say, which is most of the time, about anybody who could be a possible opponent. Like a 13-year-old, he makes fun of them. And so some of the people that he makes fun of are smart enough to feed it back to him. Apparently DeSantis is cut out of that cloth because Trump has been critical of DeSantis now that he sees him as a rival. He hasn't handled COVID well. I don't want to go through all of them. I'm looking at a dozen different things that Trump has said about him. And DeSantis responded to him very nicely. The quip was, "I won my last election. How about you?"
Oh, snap.
Kind of the end of that conversation. Right? That's it. See you later. Next.
Isn't that like that? What's that old saying? And I'm not calling anybody here stupid or an idiot, but he who argues with a fool then proves to be a fool himself. And then somebody else said, isn't it better for people to think you are stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt?
Right, exactly. As long as we're talking about Trump, Stormy Daniels has come back into the scene. I kept my thoughts to myself about her. But maybe by saying that, I probably am suggesting what I think about her. At any rate, Trump's been on her as well, pardon the pun. Excuse me, maybe I should rephrase that. The discussion of what she did with him prior to his running for the, this is like 15, 20 years ago, right? when he had the tryst with her, supposedly. And so, anyway, she's been in the news this week thanking Donald Trump for accidentally appearing to admit that he had the affair with her. I think he said something to the effect, it happened a long time ago. Remember that old song, It Happened in Monterey a Long Time Ago? So she sees that as an inadvertent admission of the affair. So apparently there's been a lot of tweeting back and forth, but her latest one that I just saw says, quote, thanks for just admitting that I was telling the truth about everything, Mr. President. Guess I'll take my horse face back to bed now. Isn't that what he said? He accused her of a horse face. I don't think she has. I think she has a nice face. excuse me. Anyway, so. Dun, 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 dun.
He digresses.
Meanwhile, meanwhile, in New York, the prosecutors have escalated their probe into Donald Trump's payment to Stormy Daniels, and I think that's kind of where all of this came from. They're looking into all kinds of things. You know what? Trump, even though, you know, you talk about whether he's smart or he isn't smart, he's wily and he's street smart. And he's proven that over and over again by the fact that he hasn't been caught. I mean, there are lots of accusations that have been going on for years. He's not, before he was president, you know, dozens of things have been filed against him. But he's been charged with all kinds of stuff. But he's never, to the best of my knowledge, been found guilty of anything.
Well, and he's a businessman, and he wasn't just famous for being famous. Yes, maybe back in the day he was famous because he had a lot of money, but he turned that into an empire, not only with his hotels and establishments, but he became a reality television star. He has done a lot of things. There takes a level of intelligence to do that.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. As long as we're talking about Trump, we should talk about his running mate, right? That's what she says. She wants to be his running mate. Hooray for that. Anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently let the truth slip out about what really motivates George Santos. I don't understand why if I were her, I'd stay as far away from him as is possible. Kevin McCarthy, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, quote, tried to make it seem like stepping down was Santos' idea, and it was just about the ongoing investigation into his campaign. However,
can you put them together for a reality show?
Who, Santos and Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yes.
And maybe that guy Getz, let's put him on that show together, along with AOC and what's her face? I never can pronounce her name from Minnesota.
Omar,
right. Let's put them all. Yeah, right, exactly. So there's a discussion about who's on what committee and Santos, and it's just the usual crap. Has nothing to do with how these people serve their public, because none of them are serving the people who elected them, as far as I can see. They're serving themselves and their own interests, and that's it. Anyway, there's a lot of hypocrisy here. It's amusing to a point. But then it's sad to a point, and then you get angry about seeing all of this stuff back and forth and up and down. And, ay, ay, ay. Give us a break. Will you please? Can we? Excuse me. Can we have a break? Okay. Yeah, right. Here's the story of a woman who's 29 years of age who's been charged after posing as a high school student. Before she got caught. Why would she want to do this? Dateline, New Brunswick, New Jersey. The students and families in the school system demanding answers after this woman managed to enroll at the high school and attend classes for nearly a week.
Mm-hmm.
29 years old, this lady was arrested yesterday, charged with providing a false government document with intent to verify one's identity or age. So what the hell's going on? Why would you want...
Why? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like somebody was watching Never Been Kissed a few too many times with Drew Barrymore, where she's a journalist.
Yeah.
Who poses as a high school student.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something else where I think it was a JV assistant basketball coach posed as a high school student to play, put on a jersey and played in the game.
Okay, I don't really enjoy that. Yeah. Right.
And also, hey, if you're 29, you can pass as a high school student. Good for you.
Yeah. About the
Someone's
oldest.
Able to stay hydrated and get quality sleep.
Right, that's what it is. Exactly. All right, the story of the conjoined twin sisters that have undergone surgery to separate them. They are 4 months old. The story is from Fort Worth, Texas. Took place on Monday. 4-month-old twins have been separated. Jamie Lynn and Amy Lynn, daughters of Amanda and James Finley, made history at the Cook Children's Medical Center as the first conjoined twins to ever be separated, at least at that hospital. How often does this happen? How often are two bodies sort of, I've seen pictures of it, an adult with two heads on one body, and it's just, oh my God, how do you,
well, this
how do you
was
live
a,
life like that?
Historic surgery, 11 yeah. hours. An 11 yeah. hour surgery. That's just impressive. These little, they're so stinking cute.
Yeah. So do they only one? They only have one arm and one leg? How does that work? Am I?
Same way other people have only one arm or one leg, and well, and most people who lose their limbs, they have to relearn how to do things. Where anybody who's born missing limbs, they already, like, they don't have to readjust. This is what they know.
Well, yeah, maybe that's it. I guess I'm not there. So how would you ever understand what it was like to live that way unless you were that way? You couldn't possibly, it's like somebody who's blind trying, how do you tell somebody who's blind what it's like to see? They've never seen. So how can you, do you explain, you know, how it all works?
Have you seen those videos of little kids who have hearing problems and they've pretty much been deaf since birth, and they get this contraption on them to make themselves hear, and they hear their parents' voice for the first time, and it is just, those are beautiful videos.
No, I haven't seen that. All right, well, a lot of food for thought today here. It's 18 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with celebrity news in our focus on social media and what's trending, and certainly with the Oscar nominations and Brendan Fraser on the top of that list for his acting in, I almost called it The Blob. What is that movie
the
called?
Whale.
The Whale. Well, there was a movie at one point in time called The Blob. At any rate, his children have made it a very important part, a moment that he says he'll never forget. We'll talk about that after this. Time for us to underscore what's going on at MyPillow.com. Using the code DS, you can get fabulous bargains even for your pets. Yes, the MyPillow pet bed is available right now, so you can have a pet that is enjoying the same comfort that you are in the MyPillow pet bed. You know, they have mattresses, mattress toppers, all those good things. MyPillow is known for quality and value. Those things are great. MyPillow's different sizes. The pet bed, I'm just underscoring some of the things here. It's a fabulous company. They do fabulous work. So go through. There's a great product catalog you can get. All you have to do is download it at MyPillow.com. See what specials they have, whether it's the comforters, bathrobes. It is a cool way for you to spend a couple of moments and then save some money. MyPillow.com. Check out using the discount code DS. That's MyPillow.com. All right, so it isn't a secret that Brendan Fraser has gotten a lot of attention. He's one of those actors that's been in again, out again, up again, down again, and now he's there's nobody going to see this movie because it's so dark. But even that doesn't keep people away from thinking about his ability to create something. I don't even know how he did gain weight for this, but if you've seen any pictures, it's a real turnoff to look at the pictures.
Oh, but he gained some weight, but it's more about the prosthetics and everything. He was a 600-pound man. And
right, in the movie.
Pretty much the entire thing takes place inside his house trying to connect with his daughter. But this is his first Oscar nomination. And his three sons, 16, 18, and 20 are their ages, were able to sneak a cake in and balloons and help him celebrate the big moment. He had no idea that was happening. And
It's nice. It's cute. When is the this weekend is not Golden Globes? Isn't the what's this weekend? Is the Music Awards? What's the award show this weekend?
What is it? The Grammys.
Grammys are this weekend. So the Oscars are the end of February, I think, aren't they? Somewhere in there.
It's all running together for me right now.
I know. It always does.
The Oscars
awards
coming up. The SAG Awards.
Yeah. Those are kind of fun. All right. Here's speaking of fun and social media. There's a Michigan mother who has parents around the country thinking about what what they should do when they have problems after a baby is born. Kaylin Shake is her name, mother of three, lives in northern Michigan, wakes up every morning and enjoys her coffee, chatting on Instagram, stories of her business, etc. She discussed a business data idea that she had for new moms on her, and that's why I put this in our social media column. She says this, she got an overwhelming response to an idea. She says, we need a service where you go into a medically induced coma, and while you're in that coma, after you've had a baby, they do everything for you. They do Botox. You get a facial.
Which also,
new lashes.
Facials are great. I want to be awake for my facial, not in a medically induced coma. And also, I really enjoyed right after I had my son and that, like, cozy snuggle time.
Yeah.
Let's do this coma during potty training. Somebody else handle it. I'll go get some sleep, hydrate me, put an IV of hydration, liquid fluid.
Wax your legs.
Sign me
stuff
up.
Stuff like that. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Ideas aplenty here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 9 states asked a federal judge in Texas Tuesday to strike down the former President Obama DACA program that protects illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. The complaint wants to phase out the program over 2 years, arguing the rule, which affects roughly 800,000 people, is unconstitutional. The combination of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and Arctic air spilling south from Canada is resulting in a long-duration ice storm for millions of people across at least 8 states. 2 people in Texas have died as sleet, snow, and freezing rain made road and air travel nearly impossible in Dallas on Tuesday. The forecast says it will spread northeast with time, lasting through early Thursday in some areas. Former actor 46-year-old Nathan Chasinghorse, best known for his role in Dances with Wolves, has been arrested for a sex trafficking ring involving minors. Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, etc., whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Now, 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Somebody sent me a note and said, the best thing about this program is it's free. Yes, indeed. You don't have to pay for the enjoyment that you have of our company here on the Good Day program or for the helpful information that we pass along. For example, I think I touched on this a week or so ago. I may have talked to Nick Miles, who is our auto expert who appears in this program every week. We had a conversation about auto insurance premiums, and then we got into the specific focus became electric cars and how much it's going to cost you if you buy an electric car to insure that car. Normally, according to the research that Nick has done. You can check this out at rautoexpert.com because there's a whole tab on the hidden costs for electric vehicles and what really is the insurance rate on most cars. But this is a focus on the electric car. And you know that I have a thing about electric cars. I think it's asinine that we're all worked up about these things, especially when you see all the hidden costs, not the least of which is what it will cost you to insure them. Tesla owners pay 28% more for insurance on their car, and that's basically the bottom line, 28 to 33%. So a third more,
but
it'll cost you.
It makes sense because there's that ability to have the car drive itself, and that's...
Into what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The insurance companies are smart about this.
The fact that cost effectiveness, so maybe what instead of turning this around, I ought to spend a moment talking about the least expensive cars to drive, and I think that it's become clear, and I do think that I talked about this with him, there's a Honda model, and I can't remember which one it is, that's the least expensive car to operate. Insurance-wise, how much fuel it uses, how much it costs to maintain it, all that sort of thing. Now, it may be, I don't think it's a Civic, James. I think there's another model I can't remember what it is. But I just, the only real focus I have here, frankly, is on thinking about what people like. I don't want to be cowed, pardon the use of my favorite animals other than my dogs, or somehow bullied into thinking that I ought to drive a car that I don't want to drive because it's better for you fill in the blank. It's better for the environment. It's better because it it's safer on the road. Whatever it is, I want to drive what I want to drive. I want to live where I want to live. I want to do what I want to do. After all, isn't that what freedom is about? You have the freedom to make mistakes. You have the freedom to make bad choices or whatever. In my mind, my choice of automobiles is not a bad choice. It's a choice that I make based on a lot of experience of having driven for a long time lots of different cars and trucks. So I decide I want to drive this car because for me, it is the best car.
And you had to drive other cars to find what car was actually the best car for you. It's like you live, you learn, and a lot of times I've heard this saying where the best lessons in life are bought lessons. You pay for them. You will learn them.
Yep, exactly.
And sometimes you have to do that, even if it's as simple as just like figuring out which car works best for your lifestyle.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Did you hear the story about this big boulder that crashed into the home in Hawaii? This woman named Caroline Sasaski was walking into her living room when this boulder smashed into her home.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the video? It was like she was
going
a step away from getting crushed by this boulder. It just went right through her living room like her house was made of paper.
God
it
bless her.
It was astounding.
Right. Yeah, imagine the shock of seeing that. Unga bunga. Speaking of things being struck, the grad student who passed away after being struck by a Seattle police car, the car was on its way to a call. 23-year-old Northeastern University graduate student was struck by this police car while crossing a street in Seattle. A crosswalk by, and one of the great things about Seattle, if you've never been there, is Lake Union. Have you ever been to Seattle, Jay?
I haven't. I would like to go.
The lake is right in the middle of the city. And you can take, they have these the water planes, pontoon planes that take you all around. I took one. I flew Megan and I, when we went to the World's Fair up in Vancouver, we were staying in Seattle. And we decided, Brendan was sick, he was staying, Bob Kay at the time, who's my general manager, was the manager of King Radio in Seattle. And we were visiting him, and it was we'd gone to the West Coast, took the train ride up from Los Angeles to San Francisco, and then up into Seattle. And I was going to take the kids to the World's Fair. Brendan got sick, and so he stayed at Bob's house, And Megan and I got on this biplane. It's this pontoon and water plane. I think they call them, I don't remember what they call them, but you can see them. And it was in Lake Union, and we flew up the coast. It was a foggy, foggy morning. I can remember this guy. This was probably 35 years ago, maybe. And we stopped the plane. The pilot of the plane couldn't see anymore, so we landed on an island and waited for the fog to dissipate. Turned out that the island was the island where Richard Gere filmed the Officer and a Gentleman. Okay. Remember that movie? Was Amy, who was in that with him?
I've never seen it. I know the title. I've never seen the film.
Yeah. Little Island. The only thing on the island was a McDonald's restaurant. That was it. So anyway, I'm talking about the south part of Seattle where Lake Union is, and just as sort of a remembrance. But I'm going back to this story about this poor woman who was run in. You know, I mean, how do you, I don't know, what is the police officer who's on his way to a call, is he held responsible for this? Is this one of those things about being a police officer that's difficult to wrap your hands around? Because, you know, it looks like a real accident.
Yeah.
And, you know, so.
Especially if the lights are on, sirens are on and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Priscilla Presley seems to be on a lot of people's minds because she has, since the death of her daughter, she has filed kind of a lawsuit. The daughter who died, Lisa Marie's been dead for a couple of weeks now, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she left in her will, the daughter's name is Riley Keough, control of the Elvis Presley estate. Lisa had control, but she gave over management to her mother because her mother is a sharp businesswoman. So now there's a question about whether Riley Keough can actually handle this. So Priscilla has filed.
It's left to her three daughters, but since
the three of them,
is the only one of age.
Yeah.
The other two are still young. She would be the one to kind of handle things until the other two become of age too.
Right. But apparently, Priscilla doesn't think she can manage it, so she's asked the court to give her control. And so I don't know whether the family is saying it. There are a lot of people who are, as usual, sounding off. This is a money grab.
Yes, and then it's the sources that are giving all of this information. A source says this. A close family friend says this.
Melania.
And it's just
Priscilla.
Say.
Lisa Marie gave the two of them managed, but Lisa admitted that her mother was responsible. During Elvis's lifetime, he averaged $5-6 million a year in income. In this reality, the estate is realizing about five times that much, 25, 30, in some years, $40 million income to the Elvis Presley estate, using whatever, you know, they use and pay for in terms of his. I know, I remember John Wayne, his sons used to talk about how much money they made when John Wayne died. He only had an $8 or $10 million estate, and then it grew exponentially to tens of millions because they used his image intelligently. And that's the whole thing about Elvis or anybody who's a celebrity after they die. Their value doesn't go down. George Harrison, worth more money dead than alive. So with John Lennon. Same thing. So anyway, it's interesting to see I hope it works out so that everybody is civil and everything is okay. For those of you who are making your travel plans for this summer, if you're like a lot of Americans, the most frequented place outside of America for Americans is England. Apparently, the Brits have now decided they want to capitalize on that. So, according to the State Department, being a citizen of the United States, will cost you. You'll have to apply for permission and pay a fee to enter the United Kingdom. This is part of their upcoming electronic travel authorization program meant to secure the borders, giving them more accurate data on who's coming into the country. I think we have that here, kind of, don't we? Isn't that what our border patrol is all about?
Yeah,
I mean, it's the same. So why is this something that's a big deal? It didn't look like a big deal to me. But I know, I guess I'm thinking about this because I am an Anglophile. When I first got married to Tony, she had done her teaching practicum in England, and we started going over there. And as most of you know who listen to me with any regularity, my daughter, I got a D-fill.
Yeah, studied over there too.
Yeah,
right?
She did. Spent 7 years there, and we had an apartment. I would go over every month to spend a week with her. It's just there's something about that country that is so warm, friendly, inviting. Maybe it's just me, but I feel so comfortable.
Yeah, it's great.
There. It really is. It's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Okay, highlights from the medical department. As you know, Dr. Ken Kronhaus appears on this program every week, and he also appears with me on Good Day Health, an hour every weekend that's devoted to looking at what's going on in the various journals of medicine. And so as a highlight for you to understand what's going on this week, we're trying to stay away from COVID because now it is... You know, it's just, okay, here it is. Let's live with it. One of the things that we talk about this week on the Good Day Health program, the hour that's with Ken, is the problem of processed foods and how increasingly more and more studies are being done linking processed foods, hot dogs, that kind of stuff, to risks of colon cancer and other types of cancers. But I think that, you know, don't we know that? Between that, well, maybe we don't. Maybe that's why this study is a vacuum. Well, when you think about all the things that are around us in our food that are cancer-causing, and we go back to my old ruse about Roundup and what they put. I had a conversation with a doctor yesterday about, it sort of qualified my discussion, the essence of which is it isn't the wheat that bothers you if you have celiac or you're allergic to gluten. It's the spray from Roundup and those chemicals that they put on it that you're allergic to. So anyway, we'll be talking about that and other things. Look for Dr. Ken on your local radio station, Ken Kronhaus, and Good Day Health.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is a lie. The real trick of it is figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming January 26th, only on Peacock.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Chuck Curry joining Jay and me for his daily overview of what's going on in the film department, the television department, et cetera, et cetera. Why are we playing this, Chucker?
Seen the Hoosiers from 1986. I just missed it the other day. It was the birthday of Gene Hackman, who turned 93 years old. I would argue he is the great, even though he's retired since 2004 and when he did Welcome to Mooseport. That was his last film with Ray Romano.
Right.
He's still the greatest living actor.
One of the greatest of all time. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, I don't know who this kid is. Michael Jackson's nephew is going to supposedly play him in a new movie about his life. You were talking off air about how the director is somebody of note.
Well, Anton Fuqua is the director, the guy who did Training Day, the Equalizer movies with Denzel Washington. He's a really good director. I just am curious exactly what this script will entail. I talked about this.
What do you mean? What's there to tell? A story about his life? Will it be true or will it be made up?
How hard-hitting is it going to be? I mean, is they going to get into the warts and all of the trials and the accusations, or they're going to gloss over it? I don't think they'll gloss over it. I think they'll be fairly realistic. Obviously, there'll be no conclusion. His estate has approved the film, so it's unlikely that they're going to condemn any actions that he was accused of. But I think it'll be a very interesting film. I do.
Yep. All right. Speaking of interesting films, Madonna's movie has fallen apart. Why? What was?
I don't know. I mean, he's doing a world tour. I don't know. She wanted to direct a movie. The studio was going to give her carte blanche to actually direct. I mean, she's never directed a feature film before. They had an actress who I saw a still of, looked very much like her. Supposedly has a lot of talent to play her, but that project blew up. Whether it'll ever get back on track a year or two down the road, I don't know.
Well, Julia Garner.
She has, from Ozark. She's won so many awards. But it seems Madonna has an idea of what she wants this film to be, and they weren't giving it to her, so she was taking it to shop elsewhere.
Okay. Understood. Now, here's one, Doug. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, it was announced that they will proceed with a fourth entry in the Bad Boys movie franchise. The last installment, Part 3, actually did very well. And,
those are fun movies.
Here's the question, though. Here's the question for you. Is Will Smith, how toxic is Will Smith?
Let's find out. They'll do this movie, and this movie will prove. Because the one he's in now
which is on Apple TV.
Yeah, that's
really no theatrical release.
No, there's no measure there to that. This is a popular movie franchise. Yeah, let's see whether he's still stepping in it or not. Time will tell when they put that together. Speaking of stepping in it, so the charges against Alec Baldwin were formally filed yesterday. Involuntary manslaughter charges. I think they're beating this is being beaten to death, pardon the pun. I don't know how much. I mean, people keep hitting away at this.
I think it's a bit much, but that's all I'm going to say.
I do too. I think it is.
I don't
exactly. Yep. All right, Zach.
I got a couple.
Go ahead. Please.
Okay.
No.
James Gunn, who's running the DC superhero division now over at Warner Brothers, announced what they call a 10-year plan. 2025, we're going to have a new Superman movie. It will not be with Henry Cavill, going younger. Another Batman 2 with Robert Pattinson, Matt Reeves is the director. That's in its own universe. And then here's what I found pretty interesting. There's going to be another Batman in the DCU, which is the extended universe. Hasn't been cast yet, but the storyline will be Bruce Wayne has an estranged son, Damian Wayans, who will become a new Robin in that film. So they're going to reintroduce Robin into feature films first time since Joel Schumacher's Batman and Robin, which was not a good movie with George Clooney, back in the day. So we'll see. A lot of big things planned for DC. Having said that, it just feels weird that when they make these announcements, they act like the only thing that matters in our universe is superhero movies. It doesn't. We need more. We do.
Yeah.
It's got to be more than movies than just people flying around with superhero capes, Doug. And I
yes,
like
that's
it,
true.
But,
yeah,
you know.
I don't like him. All right, Zach Braff says therapy has been a lifesaver for him. He's been in therapy all of his life, he says. He's out promoting his new series called Shrinking. I don't know. I never thought much about this guy one way or another. Do you?
He's also been directing. He's directing now, so. Yeah. He's a decent director, though. He is.
So what? I would say. So a lot of. Well, maybe it's good in the sense that he's encouraging people to get therapy, which is good.
Sure.
Frankly, that's good advice. All right, Chucker, thank you.
Chuck Curry,
my advice to you is to join us tomorrow at the same time.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.